This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the struggle of old media, in this case, video media, the cable television, satellite TV networks, losing more subscribers to the cord-cutting phenomenon, where people are just getting rid of their services entirely. There are also the cord-nevers, like me and Melanie, that have never in our adult lives subscribed to cable or satellite television pay services. And Mark, you are one of the cord-cutters. You did previously subscribe to satellite. How many years have you been cut from that?
Several.
Several?
Yeah. I had a satellite service at some point in my house, which I lived in for 10 years or so. Because I know because I have to avoid the cable when I mow. Mm. You know, it's still there, hanging on the side of a tree someplace. But it has been some time. I just don't see any need for it. I've got Amazon Prime, which I presume is about the same as Netflix. I already get Amazon Prime. I get more benefits with Amazon Prime than I would with Netflix. Yeah. You're not going to get free shipping with Netflix.
Right.
So
you probably don't get as much from Amazon Prime,
I would imagine, your word for it, but who cares?
But you've got more than you can watch.
Yeah. Amazon Prime has less shows than Netflix, I think, but they have some of the more premium shows.
Okay.
So, I get that, and then, of course, I have a YouTube app or widget or whatever it is on my PS3, and which I'm going to have to trade in at some point because it's getting wonky.
Really?
It logs me out on the regular
now. No.
That'll irritate you. And between watching YouTube, I like the top 10s videos. Top 10, uh-huh. Top 10 strangest talk show hosts, you know, like those kind of things.
Huh.
I learn a little something out of them, and they're usually 6, 7, 8 minutes long. That 8 minutes certainly could be spent in worse ways watching something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
The crap that I watched on television in the 80s and 90s and aughts.
8 minutes is going to be at least what you're going to spend watching commercials on a half-hour show.
It's right.
Usually 22 minutes of programming and 8 minutes of commercials.
The end of the programming on the last show to the beginning of the programming on the next show is probably somewhere near, especially at the top of the hour, probably somewhere near 8 minutes.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to give you guys an update in case you're not aware. I had a couple of people staying in my house. They've been here for a couple of months, and they had moved up here from Kentucky
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to be a part of the Free State Project and just, you know, start their lives over again.
Yep.
And I wanted to inform you guys that they have recently secured an apartment, and they've moved out today.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was glad to hear it. You know, it's always tough when somebody makes a move, a big move, like moving to New Hampshire, as we have all done, those of us here in the studio, as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on. You mentioned the Free State Project. That's one aspect of it. And I know the two people in question that you mentioned are not exactly happy with their interactions with the Free State Project, but they've really enjoyed being here in Keene and meeting the Keeniacs, the Keene activists. They've had a very, very much more positive experience out here. But it was looking like they couldn't find a place. I guess they don't have good credit, and they've got a dog, so you know that makes it pretty hard to get a place. And they did finally at the very
bad credit
last.
Credit in a dog is going to make it difficult.
Yeah, they.
All these guys needed was just a chance. You know, they're good workers. You know, they're real down to earth people, and they want to help. You know, and.
Yep. Yep, I know who you're talking about. They were actually out at the Malik Center remodel this last week, helping Will Coley with some of the clean out work last week. So
yes.
Yeah, definitely seem like good folks to me. It's hard when you're a landlord and you've had terrible tenants, and then you get some other folks asking you to cut them a break, and you've been screwed over before by complete strangers. So you can't blame a landlord for turning somebody down.
Yeah, I mean, experience was, as a landlord, I read the books, and basically it said, first, number one thing, never fail to run the credit. If the credit comes back bad, don't do it. If the credit comes back insufficient, that's a different story. You can call previous landlords. You can begin looking at references. Mm-hmm. But if the credit comes back bad, don't do it. And, if a landlord's only as good as the books he's read, right? So I can't blame them, but... at the same time, it gets darn difficult when you've had, a run of bad luck, bad relationship, whatever it might have been that led you to bad credit. That
any one thing usually isn't going to give you bad credit. Because, you can make some mistakes, and it might give you a hit, but you're not going to have a score of 550. So you have to make a series of bad decisions to get bad credit, usually, unless something...
You can have a bad year, though, and get there. Right?
Well, and people can have a bad life and then turn their life around. And, maybe they've been strung out and drug addicted for a long time, but then they they don't honor their agreements, but then they get their life back on track, but then they still have all that bad, credit trailing them. And it can be hard. It can't be an easy thing to come back from that. I would say one of the ways you can get around it is if you offer the landlord a bunch of cash. If you're willing to pay a nice big security deposit and a few months' rent in advance, then maybe they'll give you a second chance.
Yeah, I can't remember what happened, but I had to rent when I first came up here. Obviously, I didn't come up owning a home here to New Hampshire, and I had owned a home up to that point. As a matter of fact, I owned a home at that moment, but that home was in Florida. And, for whatever reason, the landlord was sketchy. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he was. I was confident in my ability to pay, but he didn't seem confident. And I just said, tell you what, I'll pay the first 3 months now. I'll pay you my the last month also, mm-hmm. and we'll go from there. And, he got that big wad of cash. I can't remember how much it was, but 4 months worth of payments. Suddenly, didn't
no
feel
problem.
Sketchy anymore.
Yep. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to New Hampshire.
Welcome to New Hampshire. And these guys are great. I mean, I really thought that they were going to be going back to Kentucky because it didn't look like they were going to. It didn't look like they were going to get the apartment, but lo and behold, something happened and they ended up getting what they wanted and where they wanted it. So
yeah, that's cool.
Congratulations to Ken and Darlene.
All right. So Robert, what else were you calling about tonight?
You guys were talking about cable TV. Now I haven't had cable TV up here in probably 11 years.
Really? Why did you quit?
Because they only tell you what they want you to hear. It's a conditioning process. I remember as a kid, watching these, police programs and military programs. It didn't do anything for me, And this thing with, for instance, with Trump and Kim Jong-il over North Korea, this back and forth all the time, I don't believe any of that at all.
You got to be skeptical for sure when it comes to mainstream media programming. Robert, thanks for the call. And you got to be skeptical of other programming as well. I mean, be skeptical of the things we say. The hell do we know? We're just talk shows. And that's the nice thing about the internet is it's easier to check claims. It's easier. You don't have to take somebody's word for it. You don't have to believe what was it, Walter Brokaw? Was that his name? Tom Brokaw? Walter?
Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Tom Brokaw.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
make that a promo.
Seeing, let's see here. So we were talking about Variety's article about the television business and the major drop off in subscribers for the television business. There's a worrisome trend, which is that the average television viewing in the United States is expected to drop this year for the very first time below 4 hours per day. Average time spent watching TV, excluding digital. Which means that we're not talking about the amount of time the person also spends watching YouTube when we talk about the 4 hours. So that's in addition to...
I don't even think I can sit down and think of 4 hours a day worth of stuff...
That you want to watch?
That I want to watch. Like, even if I can pull from any format, YouTube, I don't think I can come up with 4 hours a day every day.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about what Americans are and aren't watching. You can weigh in with your thoughts. Plus, what about magazines? How are they doing these days? How many of you out there actually subscribe to a magazine? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or can you remember the last time you did subscribe to a magazine? This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents and I take the depositions and I try the cases. And in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, you know, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the show, though we have been focusing on the death throes of the old media. And we'll continue with that in moments.
Are you eating five servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Only about 10% of people in America are. Well, there's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that what you really need is 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form per day. Only 1% of the population is managing to pull this off. Well, what's the prize for this accomplishing this great feat? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all five of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to try to get all 10 of my servings of fruits and vegetables every day this month. But I'm going to cheat. I'm going to take Fruit and Veggie Total from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete, and you can too. Please join me on this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel better. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Use the coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. They'll give you a free shaker bottle also, and that thing is great. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. We all need our fruits and vegetables.
All right, so we're talking about the television watching habits of Americans, which for the very first time they're saying this year is going to drop below 4 hours per day. The average time spent watching television, excluding digital, among American adults will drop 3.1% to 3 hours and 58 minutes this year. That's again per day. Digital video consumption, meanwhile, continues to climb. U.S. adults will consume 1 hour and 17 minutes of digital video per day on average in 2017. And I suspect that when they say digital video, they mean like YouTube, internet-delivered content as opposed to digital television. I don't think they're including like digital TV channels because pretty much all television cable setups have left analog and moved to digital. So I think that's what they're saying. In 2017, that's up 9.3% year over year, according to eMarketer. So you combine that with the average 3 hours and 58 minutes, you're looking at over 5 hours of video content consumed on average between both digital and pay TV cable services.
People are watching.
And that's a lot of media consumption, with the U.S. pay TV base eroding faster than anticipated and average TV viewing time dropping. eMarketer cut its TV ad spending forecast for 2017 by a little over $1 billion. So you can share your thoughts with us here. When was the last time you actually subscribe to a magazine? Do you remember? Because, Mark, I know you used to work for a magazine.
That's true.
So you probably got a magazine back when you worked for that magazine.
Sure. I got Popular Mechanics probably around that time.
So that would have been more than a decade ago, because we've been here for more than a decade in New Hampshire.
My wife got some kind of arrangement when she bought something that she got some kind of subscriptions. So she was getting like Better Homes and Gardens and a few of those ladies' magazines.
They like tossed it in on some other deal?
Yeah. So she didn't really want those.
She just kind of got them.
Not enough to do something with them, but she did read them when she got them.
Okay. So do you recall, though, since you've moved to New Hampshire, have you subscribed to a magazine? I know you subscribed to the newspaper in town for a while, but you don't do that anymore.
That's right. When I subscribe to the newspaper, mostly that's what my mother does. When she comes up here, she wants the newspaper to be able to read.
Because she's a little older and more likely to read a newspaper.
But I did at one point get the newspaper in town. That was probably 12 years ago or something, delivered to
me. We've only been here 11 years.
Okay, 11 years. Yeah. I was living in the rental. So.
Yeah, I think you had that newspaper for a few years, because I remember you had it at the time they had an online subscription, because you'd let me use their online.
That was my mother's subscription.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
To which you refer.
Gotcha. So you don't recall, since you've moved, though, subscribing to any magazines personally?
No.
Melanie, what about you? I mean, you are a little younger than Mark and I. Have you ever subscribed to a magazine in your lifetime?
No.
As an adult? I would have to really think about it. I'm certain I've never subscribed to a magazine in the last 10 years.
We did subscribe to one. Highlights magazine for
Jack.
Yep. Remember Highlights?
Yes, I remember that. What was the two? They had like a cartoon in there, didn't they? With like Guilford and Dummy or something like that?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I suspect it wasn't Dummy anything.
There was like the smart tall kid and then the nuts. I don't know. I don't even remember.
I'm sorry. Highlights just has a better view of the world than you and I do. So, no, they didn't call any of the characters Dummy. Yeah, I mean, he really digs that magazine, and he still reads it.
Wait, so you are still subscribing, or he's reading old issues?
I think he's... Well, I just saw one on the counter. I can't really tell you,
okay.
You know... I don't pay that much attention to the mail. I
Mark has a child, and he doesn't even know if he's currently subscribed to the magazine.
And Alcor, the people are going to take my head and put it in a soup pot.
Yeah.
They send a magazine to people who are members.
I am getting an ACLU magazine that they are sending now. I think it's like quarterly. It doesn't seem to come very often. But I've gotten a couple of copies of that, but I didn't intend to subscribe to it. I just gave the ACLU some money.
Companies have randomly sent me magazines, so that's not the same thing as subscribing.
No, did you subscribe? You have not subscribed to anything, and I haven't either.
I think that, a children's magazine is something different. They're going to want to have something hold in their hand. It's just different than subscribing to an adult magazine.
I have subscribed within the last decade to The Onion, back when you could actually get... The newspaper version, I know it doesn't count as a magazine, but it is still a print thing to which I subscribed. I subscribed to the print edition of The Onion, and I really actually miss that. I wish they hadn't gotten rid of the print Onion. First, they got rid of their, it was years ago now, must have been like 5-7 years ago or something, they got rid of the print edition of The Onion. I was actually subscribed to it when it ended. So I was one of the few remaining subscribers. They only had like a couple, they actually showed... I guess once a year, the post office requires the people that use their delivery services for magazines or newspapers to actually print their circulation in the actual... So you could actually see, and they only had like 2,000 or 3,000 print subscribers.
Mm.
Anyway, so I was one of them, and they ended that, and then they still were printing The Onion in certain cities. So they had sort of shopped out their print jobs to the major newspapers. So like in Chicago, the Chicago Tribune was the company that was actually printing The Onion and distributing The Onion there, and they were getting the ability to sell their ads in that. And that has stopped now, as I understand it. I don't think there is even a print version of The Onion being done anymore at this point, which is... I think it's sad. It's sad for me because I don't read The Onion like I used to. And... I'm not that old, right? I'm still in my 30s, but there was just something about being able to sit there in the LRN.FM bathroom and read The Onion while on the toilet. I mean, that's the only place I would read it, but over a week's time, I'd get through an entire, issue of The Onion, whereas now I get their email updates, and so I see the headlines, and every now and then I'll click on one that I want to look at, but most weeks I won't. I'll just read through the headlines and get a chuckle from the headlines and then shove it away with all the other emails. So I don't actually end up reading most of their content, whereas before I literally would read that thing cover to cover. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What about you? When's the last time you subscribed to a magazine? I honestly cannot recall. I know when I was a kid, I probably had some stuff, but we're talking about within the last... 10 or 20 years here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. More on the way.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the dying, struggling old media and, you know, what is it that's going to replace these things. How long will their replacements last before they're replaced by something? Who knows what the lifespan of YouTube is going to end up being? Will something top YouTube within the next decade? Right? There's no guarantee YouTube's going to have as long of a run of success as the cable companies had prior to it.
Yeah, I mean, my mind is drawn to, you know, VHS, mm-hmm. right? Like, you, when VHS came out, you collected the movies you liked with the intention of having them for when you wanted to watch them.
Yep.
I still have VHS tapes in my house.
When's the last time you watched one of them?
I don't watch any of these things, but my wife collected all the Disney movies.
Disney's. Yeah.
And my son has watched probably most of her Disney movies that she has, and we have a VHS player in the house. But, I mean, I don't have to tell the people who are listening here the progression then you've got DVDs. Well, you get your DVD stuff.
Then you can just sell all your VHS and buy it all over again,
right,
on DVD.
On DVD. Then, well, what do they do to you? Blu-ray. Right? And then now Blu-ray, you know, I literally was jeered at on Facebook for having Blu-rays. Somebody's what? Like, what are you doing with these things?
Oh, they thought that you were just sort of old-fashioned because you had a Blu-ray?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, Well, you know, we've got the catamaran, and we want to be able to take movies out there and that sort of thing.
And you can't stream out in the middle of the ocean.
You can't. Frankly, I like when we go to Walmart and, you know, they got that $5 bin, and you can get to watch a movie for $5.
Yeah, sure.
Grab that thing, and, you know, you're good to go.
That's what you would have paid to rent a movie back in the day at a Blockbuster.
Right. You still pay about $5 to rent.
If you can find a rental.
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon does rentals.
Right. But there's still the Redbox thing. I guess that exists. People still use that
Netflix
thing.
Surely has rentals too, right, Ian?
No. So Netflix is you pay a flat fee and then you get to watch movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You've never used Netflix, huh?
Nope, never have. All the movies that Netflix has you get to watch
with
that flat fee? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, so Amazon has some movies that are Prime.
I see.
And then they have some movies that you rent. And I've bought some movies on Amazon. But is that going to be the end of it? When does it end?
When does what end?
The purchasing of the same frickin' movie. Did Ian, I have had Fight Club on VHS, DVD, and now on Amazon Prime.
Yep, yep.
Can they stop doing this crap to me?
I've done the same thing, man.
I suspect not.
Not with Fight Club, but with other movies. I've had them on different formats. I've had Laserdisc, I've had DVD, and Blu-ray. And I guess, you know, the question is Blu-ray the end of the line for physical media? Are we going to see, you know, some other kind of thing, some disc or trinket of some sort that you can put into a device that will load a movie from that that thing? Is that going to keep happening after Blu-ray?
Probably not.
But doesn't seem like it, does
it? You
know,
I feel really ripped off. On one hand, they say intellectual property is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're renting, we're selling you this movie.
It's a license to watch the movie.
It's a license to watch the movie. That's the idea. It's a license to watch the movie. Well, if that were true, then I should just be able to prove that I purchased it on VHS. And then they would have given
me the free
DVD
upgrade
because I have the license to watch the movie.
No, you only have a license to watch it on VHS.
Right. That's the crap that we're fed.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
That's absolutely true. So you can comment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I don't think Blu-ray ever really caught on. I don't think it's in any way come close.
Well, Blu-ray came out after they already had digital stuff, so Blu-ray didn't really make... And there was no
too little
advantage.
Well, the advantage is you don't have streaming issues and...
No, but up from DVD.
Oh, there's a huge advantage, but you have to know what you're looking for. So if you're somebody like me and I'm more of a videophile, like I can tell you the difference between a Blu-ray and a DVD. I can look at the two and I can see, oh, yeah.
I don't think most people care that much. I know I don't.
Yeah, I suspect you're right about that. Most people probably don't care.
I have the HD TV, but I don't care whether it's a DVD or a Blu-ray in there. I just don't care.
Yeah. If I get the choice, I'm going to choose Blu-ray because I can tell the difference. It looks crisper. It looks cleaner. There's a lot of technical things that are better about it, but I think you're right. For the difference to the average person, it's not worth whatever the price of adopting the Blu-ray would be. Although now, you know, Blu-ray is so ubiquitous as far as, you know, if you get a PlayStation, then it's got a Blu-ray player in it. I never actually did buy a standalone Blu-ray player, when back in the day I did buy a standalone DVD player because it was built right into the PlayStation 3 that I got. So I had no reason to. And I don't know if I would have been able to justify doing it if it wasn't. Because then it was just like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's a cool little bonus to have. I was going to get the PlayStation 3 anyway, and now I can watch Blu-rays. Sounds pretty cool. So let's change gears and go into the magazine world, which we haven't talked about in quite a while because, well, there really hasn't been much news besides the the constant shutting down of magazines. I think that was the last story that we talked about, and I don't remember, was it Newsweek? There were a couple of those big, like, weekly news magazines that actually closed as far as...
Caught fire. Underground.
I think they still exist online, but they stopped printing. And that was kind of big news. It was like, these big-name magazines are done with their print editions. Cannabis Culture stopped several years ago. I think it was Newsweek, and there was another big newsy one. It wasn't Time. It was like, was it Life? I don't remember.
Yeah, Life. Life's fun.
So anyway, one evening in mid-September, this is from the New York Times, a gaggle of writers and bon vivant editors gathered by the outdoor fireplace and ivy-covered trellis of a West Village tavern. Steak was served, and the toast lasted into the night, the revelry trickling out to the nearby sidewalk. It could have been a scene from the jazz age heyday of the Manhattan Magazine set, or even the 1990s, when glossy monoliths still soaked up millions of dollars in advertising revenue, and editors in chauffeured town cars told the nation what to wear, what to watch, and who to read. This night, however, had an... Now, this is a word I don't know. Elegiac. E-L-E-G-I-A-C. I gotta say, I don't know that
one. I'm not familiar with that word either.
It means relating to or characteristic of an elegy.
The hell's an elegy?
That's something that you... isn't that something you read at a like a funeral?
Eulogy? EU?
Elegy is a mournful, melancholy, or plaintive poem, especially a funeral song or a lament for the dead. So that's what they're saying this reminded them of. Anyway, the staff of Vanity Fair was saluting the magazine's longtime editor, Graydon Carter, who had announced that he was departing after a 25-year run. In the back garden of Mr. Carter's restaurant, the Waverly Inn, star writers like James Wolcott and Marie Brenner spoke of their gratitude and grief. Now, can you imagine being a star writer for a magazine? Who knows who these people are? Mr. Carter has...
Who knows who talk show hosts are?
Indeed. Mr. Carter has always had a knack for trends. Within 2 weeks, three other prominent editors from Time, Elle, and Glamour all announced that they, too, would be stepping down. Another titan of the industry, John S. Wenner, said he plans to sell his controlling stake in Rolling Stone magazine after half a century. Suddenly, it seemed, long-standing predictions about the collapse of magazines had come to pass. Magazines have sputtered for years, their monopoly on readers and advertising erased by Facebook, Google, and more nimble online competitors.
I remember working for a magazine and then,
you were working for like an upper crust kind of...
Yeah, this was a lifestyle magazine that was, you know, sort of regional, you know, for a particular area.
Yeah, Suncoast of Florida.
Yeah, Suncoast of Florida. SRQ magazine. Great magazine.
Is it still around?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they're growing. And it may be because of their locality.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody's old in Sarasota?
No, it's the fact that they're local. If you want to find out where to eat, how are you going to do that?
Google.
Is that going to tell you where rich people eat?
You could probably search by price, I would guess.
I think you could, but I don't know that it's going to give you... It's not going to give you sort of the critiques. It's not going to give you that feeling.
Yeah, you're not going to get the fine dining critique.
Right. I just don't think you are. I mean, like, you can find places to eat. Sarasota's a crucible for good
food. There's a lot of restaurants there.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to do well or you're going to burn. You know, one of those two things is...
You were trying to make a point about the magazine, so hang on. We'll continue with that here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on it toll free and bring us anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie's doing something that I think a lot of people want to do. She is leaving the world of the J-O-B, the job world, where you have to show up at a certain time, be there for some boss to tell you what to do, and then collect a paycheck at the end of the week or every 2 weeks, and then do it all over again. You are taking the plunge, Melanie, into launching your own business. You're an accountant professional. You do accounting work. You had been working as an accountant for some business, and this is your last week of doing that.
Yes.
Which is a... For a lot of people, that's something that I think a lot of people dream about doing, is quitting their job and doing the thing that they want to do. In this case, you're going to keep doing accounting, but you're going to be doing it independently. You're going to be doing it for clients, for people that are hiring you, for their assisting with, assisting them with taxes and bookkeeping work and things like that. But it's that fear of the unknown, of jumping into your own vocation, jumping into the thing that you really want to do, and leaving that security of the job world. Has that been a struggle for you at all, or are you just like, woo, I'm out of this?
I kind of have some advantages that a lot of other people don't have. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily taking a risk per se, because Bob still has a regular full-time W-2 job.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily risky in the, I'm not going to eat if I don't have five clients.
So he could pick up the slack for you for a time, yeah. But that's obviously, not going to last forever, right?
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, so there's no, like, I'm going to be homeless and starving right. risk really going on. But I just, you know, have time to work on this before I'm necessarily making enough money for this to pay all my bills.
Right. And it is, you know, a process of getting from, you know, being relying on a paycheck to making your own way and starting your own business. And I think that it's heroic. I think that it's a great thing to do. And I hope other people are inspired by it. Some people, you know, maybe don't feel comfortable jumping into the deep end, but you can always kind of wean yourself off of, you know, working in the job world and kind of doing the thing that that you want to do. But you're doing this, and you are jumping out of the job world, and you're going to be doing your own accounting business. You've already started. We've been talking about your accounting services here on Free Talk Live for the last several weeks, and it's something you've been offering. You've had a few inquiries, as I understand it. Folks who want to get Melanie to help them with their taxes, you, if you're doing your taxes, you're sick of it, or maybe you've got an accountant who just loves the state. They love the tax system and the IRS because that's what, you know, that's what butters their bread at the end of the day.
They love to pay because paying's safer.
And you want to hire an accountant who hates the state. You want to hire Melanie. And you can do that by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That takes you straight to Melanie's website, on which you can find contact information and reach directly out to Melanie. She will help you prepare for 2018 by doing whatever needs to be done before the end of 2017. For instance, if you run a business of your own, there are certain things that you can do. Is that right?
Yeah, people who run a business will usually either need to, well, I guess depending on what industry you're in, buy equipment or not buy equipment before January 1st. There's some things, if you have pretty large investments, you might want to move around before the end of the year, buying or selling property other than your primary home. Stuff like that is something that you would want to make sure you're online with everything you need to do before the end of the year. Because once it's the new year, you can't...
Too late.
Yeah.
And you'll help folks with all of that, as well as the filing when the time comes in 2018. And if you need bookkeeping work, she can help you with that, too. So check her out over at tax.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about industries that are on the brink of disaster or in the midst of that disaster, where the business model is changing, and it's changing in a way that these old dinosaurs just can't keep up. They don't know how to handle the new upstarts, whether we're talking about transportation, cable television, or magazines. In this case, the story here from, ironically enough, the New York Times, also another organization that's struggling to stay relevant in the internet age, they're pointing out that magazines have sputtered for years, and they're...
I was going to tell a story.
Oh, yeah, you had a story about
the, being in the magazine industry.
You used to sell ads for a magazine.
I did, and it's a really great magazine and still a really great magazine. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, being in the magazine industry, you speak to people who are in the magazine industry, right?
Sure.
And I was getting ready to make a big move, which was to quit my magazine job and move to New Hampshire for my radio hobby.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at the time,
I was jumping into the deep end.
Yeah. At the time, it was, you know, 2006. Let's see, there was a giant housing catastrophe going on.
That's right, yeah.
And I
sold my house right at the peak of it, too.
I thought it was going to be a really great idea to pick up and move to New Hampshire and start selling ads on a show that was syndicated on 27 radio stations mm-hmm. across the U.S. Now, compare that to Free Talk Live now at 170. If it hadn't been for Jason Osborne stepping in and essentially co-signing support for Free Talk Live and, you know, making it so, you know, we were going to make it, it would have been a really rough time financially for me, you know, in 2007, because I thought 27 stations was going to do it, but selling packages was a bit more difficult than I had thought. Mm-hmm. You know, day in, day out, picking up the phone, you know, calling, making the phone ring, and doing those sorts of things. It was tough. Fortunately, I had, subsidized and managed to make it. But anyway, the conversation with somebody in the magazine industry is like, are you kidding me? Radio's dying. And, you know, old media, and radio is the...
It's old media.
It's old media, right? It's not as old as magazines, but it's old media.
Yeah,
it's certainly taken it on the chin from digital, and especially in the last few years, that much is true. But radio's flat, TV's down, magazines are down, newspapers down. I mean, pretty much everything else is down, radio's flat. That's a pretty good thing, because people are still using radio. It is still an immediate thing. You turn on that car radio, and bam, you've got audio.
Yeah, so for, you know, TV and magazines, there are alternatives. For radio, there's not a whole lot of safe alternatives to radio.
What do you mean, safe?
So if I'm driving a car,
There's
not a whole lot of other forms of media that I can safely consume while driving a car.
Well, first off, you're thinking of talk radio. And so talk radio's got podcasts as an alternative. But, you know, people were predicting the demise of music radio because of DVDs and because of cassette tapes and because of iPods and, you know, all these things. Radio is largely music radio when it comes to revenue. And music radio is still plugging along. The young people are still listening to it. They don't listen as much as they did.
Well, right, because it's not safe to sit there on a phone and be like, let me pull up
a different
playlist.
Well, that doesn't stop people. I've seen people with their phones and driving. I mean, they don't care.
I know, but you're not going to necessarily, even people who do it probably don't do it constantly. They probably don't do it, oh, okay, what song do I want to listen to now? Every day, like, for every song on their ride to work.
I know somebody who does that.
Don't they have a playlist?
There are such things, but some people don't, I guess.
You don't really get as good. Like, I can't necessarily, depending on where I'm driving and how loud just the outside is, get my phone as loud as the radio in the car anyway. So,
well, they have these things called aux cables and Bluetooth where you can actually plug your phone into the car stereo.
Yeah, if you have, like, a brand new car.
Come on, you don't have an aux cable?
There's nothing to plug it into,
okay.
As far as I know.
What year is that minivan? It's kind of old. 07. Okay, well.
You'd think.
Yeah, most of the stuff from the mid-aughts has an aux.
My 2002 F-350 has an aux plug on it.
Yeah, and now they got Bluetooth.
Just focus on it.
As well. And so anyway, it's easier now than ever before to provide competition to radio in the car. But you're mostly right, Melanie. Radio is still pretty ubiquitous, although it's getting harder to find in car dashboards. Because they've got now in the newer cars, they've got the fancy touch screen, you know, interactive.
Yeah, like
things.
When I rent cars, I have to spend like 10 minutes finding like the FM.
Right, that's going to keep people away from radio, and obviously radio, the industry is upset about those developments, but you know, that's the way the world's changing. And you know, is radio going to last forever? Probably not, but audio entertainment is certainly something that is going to go on, in the same way that video entertainment is still going to go on. It's just the delivery methods that are changing, and changing quickly, and a lot of these old companies are struggling, trying to keep up. We'll talk about what's happening in the magazine business coming up here. 855, 450 free. You get a bunch of their prominent editors who are announcing this year they're stepping down. They see what's coming. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.